The 73rd Academy Awards will be given out Sunday night. One of the most nominated movie score composers of all time is Elmer Bernstein. He's written music for more than 200 movies, including The Ten Commandments and The Great Escape. His latest work is not for the big screen, but for the concert stage. Pat Dowell reports.
Guitarist Christopher Parkening was a teenage prodigy when he first met Elmer Bernstein, who introduced him in an appearance on The Tonight Show with Steve Allen. Parkening went on to study with Andres Segovia and went on to become friends with Elmer Bernstein. Eventually, Parkening asked Bernstein to write a guitar concerto.
I mentioned to Elmer that I figured up one day that I had played the Rodrigo Concierto de Aranjuez more than 1,000 times in performance. And I said, Elmer, please, it's about time. I've got to play another piece.
That was 10 years ago. Bernstein was always busy writing for film. Nevertheless, he'd already had plenty of practice writing for the guitar, which plays a prominent part in his scores for westerns, including The Magnificent Seven.
As a matter of fact, the rather distinguished guitarist played that. It was Lorindo Almeida. I believe, you know, in lucidity in writing, and I've allowed solo instruments to be heard all through my scores.
Nevertheless, the idea of writing a concerto for guitar still intimidated Bernstein.
But Chris Parkening was a great relaxer, shall we say, often saying, don't worry about it. You write what you think you want to write, and I'll make it work.
And I remember it took you a little while to think about it, didn't it, Elmer? You were considering how you would start the piece. And he finally had an extremely creative idea to open with the open strings of the instrument. In fact, I remember you telling me not to tune on stage because he would want the audience to wonder if, in fact, the piece started or if, in fact, you were really tuning the instrument. So it opens with the open strings of the guitar and gradually increases in speed, of course, and then hits an F sharp, and then we're away.
Actually, the way the guitar opens is my way of examining the instrument itself. The guitar produces a very special energy that actually no other instrument can, largely because of the way the strings of the guitar can be addressed. The guitar can conjure up a great deal of just savagery by the way it's strummed and with tremendous amount of energy, something, of course, which Chris Parkening does brilliantly.
Composer and performer worked closely together. Parkening was often on the road touring, and he would call in to discuss specific parts of the concerto as Bernstein progressed with the writing.
He'd finished the first movement, and he was about ready to start the second, and you said, I've been thinking of going in a kind of a bluesy direction, and what do you think about that? And I remember saying to Elmer that, well, I'm not really a great fan of the blues, and I said, Elmer, I would prefer that you write a beautiful theme, a beautiful melody. I'd always loved To Kill a Mockingbird. It was one of my favorite film scores of all time. Thank you.
Parkening got what he wanted. Composer Elmer Bernstein says he likes melody. He thinks music should be linear, and he didn't really have a problem with going back to draw on the ideas and forms he's used before in his film music. But at the same time, he did want to get away from always being in service to a film image.
I've done about 200 film scores, and I've handled just about every kind of dramatic situation you can imagine. And I sometimes feel that I don't have a great deal new to say, but I have more new to say in the concert world.
Bernstein is not the only film composer turning to the concert hall, says John Burlingame, the author of Sound and Vision, a history of movie soundtracks.
John Williams continues to write concert music. He now has a violin concerto, a cello concerto, a bassoon concerto under his belt. People like Jerry Goldsmith are getting commissions from places like the LA Philharmonic. Lalo Schifrin is now writing concert music regularly. Several of these folks, I think, are finding greater creative challenges in the concert hall, and I think the concert hall is now even a bit more open to work of film composers than it once was. And I also think that the composer as a creative contributor to the outcome is less valued in Hollywood than he once was.
Indeed, Elmer Bernstein is hardly shy in describing the state of film music today.
Every film is stuffed with what we call in the business needle drops. In other words, a whole bunch of useless songs that have nothing to do with anything except making a commercial CD.
And it's not just the seemingly pointless inclusion of songs that distresses Bernstein, but also the way that orchestral scores are now used in film.
If you go to a film score these days, you will notice that you never come away with a line or a melody. Film music seems to have headed in the direction of just creating atmospheres rather than grand musical themes. And I think it's a reflection of the times. We don't easily say, "I love you" anymore. We have our emotions very close to our vests, certainly in films. They tend to be harder-edged and reflect a certain tension in society, in my opinion.
Nevertheless, Elmer Bernstein's next project is the score for Martin Scorsese's tale of 19th century crime, Gangs of New York. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell.